Tell me what's the odds of that? I was sleeping in the rain, unconscious, one breath away from death.
And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast of Let's Talk About. Let's pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day, thanking you for the wake up on today. We thank you, Father, for what you have done for us this day. We thank you, Father, this is a day we will not see again, but we know that you are with us, and we thank you. We just thank you, Father, for all that you have done. Please, Jesus, go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, where people are that need a touch. They need a touch, Jesus. They need a touch. We all need a touch from you, Father. Bring those in that do not know you. Father, on tonight, we thank you for stopping on by to this podcast, and we thank you for being with us. We thank you for strength. We just ask you, Father, please forgive us of our sins, and we thank you, Jesus, for everything. And we say thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. All right, hopefully everybody's having a great day on today. Oh, it's starting to change. The weather is starting to change. It is. It's starting to change. So, on today, this podcast is entitled, and it's been a minute too with podcasts, and I'll get there. I got another one I got to do on similar topic of this one here. But on tonight, this podcast is entitled, Let's Talk About the Narcissist, the Wills, the Trusts, and the Inheritances. Let's talk. Well, as you know, that I always started off with, for anyone, the Lord can change anyone. We do have the free will, and we got to want to change, and he will step in. But when we get out of hand, so to speak, and we just want to go our way and we want to do what we want to do, you know, there is consequences for when we don't want to adhere to what the Lord wants of us to do. So he'll show us. So it's a scripture I use here when I use about talking about narcissism. I use the scripture here, 2 Timothy 3:2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. And when we think about a narcissist, they meet all the above. They meet all of the above. Because we know that with narcissists, and we got to remember that it's not about getting so connected to you. It's about control. It's all about control and what they can get and how they can get it and the way they can get it and what they can get. And so we got to know that. And same thing with the things that we need to be concerned about, which is wills, trusts, and inheritances, because these are things that are used when one passes on, when one gets sick, when one is doing business in terms of any kind of adoptions or, you know, in any kind of legality issues, you want to say, that this applies. And when you're dealing with a narcissist in areas such as this, even with this, there has to be a concern. And it has to be one of them, you knowing what to do in these types of situations of wills, trusts, and inheritances. And you know, the question, you know, always comes up as well, first of all, with wills is, do you have one? You know, I mean, you make it even basic, you know, do you have one? Do you have a trust and inheritances? You know, these kind of things that always applies to endings. And so everybody know, you know, doing the work of grief work and, you know, endings. But, you know, as I always say, handle your grief. There's hope. There's nothing impossible. And it's handling your grief. And here with the wills, the trusts, inheritances, with narcissism and people that deal with narcissists and are in relationships with narcissists and are married to narcissists, you got to know, even here, that there have to be some concern. You got to know first, always, what narcissists are, and it's about them. It's about the control. The ego is damaged. It's all about them. It's not about you. It's always about what they can get and how they can get it and the way they can get it. And with this, it's the same. The same as if any other thing they want. The will. You have to, in these areas, I would definitely say, talk to a legal professional. Because you can guarantee with dealing with narcissists that it's not going to come out straight. It's not going to come out straight with wills. Wills in terms of talking to you about one. Yeah, talking to you about one. And even you being a part of one in terms of them, they can have a will, but guess what? It may not be you on it. It'll be somebody else that'll be just like a narcissist. So it'll be somebody totally different, and you're stuck. Mm-hmm. You're stuck. Not knowing which way to turn in reference to it. So, you know, I definitely would definitely say that in this area, you definitely need to talk to an attorney, definitely. Talk to an attorney and talk to him privately. Don't get the narcissist in there with you, because they're going to turn it all around. So you don't get them in there with you. You do it on your own. You speak to an attorney on your own. And so when you're doing that and explaining and all, you got to think about what's your next step. Especially if you find out, you know, there's a will someplace, you're not on it. You know, there's no discussion about it. There's nothing to be said. You don't know anything. And it's like, nope, not even going to talk to you about it. You can't even get no information. That's what narcissists do. That's exactly what they do. So, you know, with inheritances, you know, things that the inheritances and people leave you things and stuff. Well, same kind of order that it's not going to be that you are you're gonna get the inheritance. You're gonna get it. No. Mm-mm. It's not even gonna be a discussion with you about it. But I'll tell you what. What you got? They want to know about it. They want to know what you got, and what you're gonna do with it. So they want to know that. And charm you. And again, like I say, narcissists is not just males. They're females too. Don't forget that. But inheritances, they definitely won't have you part. You won't be part of the inheritance. You won't be part of it. They won't even talk to you about these things. So that's another part. Another part of the legal matter that you have to talk to. You have to put your list down. Put your list down. What the questions that you got you need to ask. You need to know what you're dealing with. Not just turning a blind eye, as many do. With these people. Know why people turn their blind eye? Because they get burned out with them. Because it doesn't win with them. This strategies are tough. That's why you got to be tough. Because they come to burn you out. They come with a vengeance. They come with a force. They come with the to make you tired, to make you not ask, to just make you sit down someplace. They can do that. Yeah, narcissists can do that if you let them. If you let them. So you got to be aware of narcissism in terms of wills, trusts, and estates. Trust that you have. For your children and things like that, and they knows about them, you better believe he's going to try to get it taken away, and it's going to try to go all for him or her. So know that these are manipulative tactics that they use to lure you in. Doesn't matter what it is, just to lure you in. They'll charm you, make you think that, oh, everything is great, wonderful. But it ain't. It isn't. And you have to know that you're being manipulated, you're being played with these people. And you have to know that. And you have to know yourself. Know yourself, the getting the access of your accounts, knowing yourself about what accounts are look like, what the wills look like, what the trusts look like, what the inheritance look like, the documents. You got to know what these things look like. You got to know. And if you don't know, and they're not going to tell you. So you have some exploring to do. Do that. Do your exploring in terms of the wills, the setup. And most likely there's no setup with your name on it. I'm telling you. You have to be on the point with these people. But they'll come for yours. They'll come for yours. They'll come for your will. They'll come for, oh, honey, you can trust me. Oh, yeah, that gives me everything. Mm-hmm. You better know. Uh-uh. Oh, you trust me. You just put it all in my name. Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. You better know. No, it isn't. Hey, I shall return. Hey, I'm here talking about the Anchor app. I tell you, Anchor is a good app. It's a good podcast, actually. Used them for about 4 to 5 years, and I have to tell you that they are really efficient, effective, very good, very, very good. Facebook group, they're on Twitter, they have a lot of new things going on with the Anchor that, you know, other podcasts, unless you pay for it, you're not going to get. So, you know, I really am a advocate for the Anchor, and guess what? They will monetize you. Mm-hmm, they will. They'll even monetize you. And it's great. Anchor is the podcast that I use, and I encourage you to use it too. Know that Anchor is here to service you. Try Anchor on today. You will be glad that you did. Yeah, you will. Anchor. The Anchor app. Anchor. Anchor.fm. Enjoy the Anchor. Enjoy. Hey, I'm back. Back to finish talking about the subject of narcissism, wills, trust, and inheritances. Please know, please take a note. Your cash can be hidden, your property can be hidden, your money can be hidden. All these things can be hidden by narcissists. Just remember that these are topics not to avoid, but to pay attention to them. I mean, if you care, because that's important. You have to care about these things. You have to be involved in these things in order to get the help for them. Just know that you're going to have to speak up in these areas. You're going to have to let your voice be known. And you got to make some noise about things like this when you're dealing with narcissists. Because it's all about playing you. Don't let it happen. They will try. Get the help that you need today. With such an issue, talk to the attorneys, get the help that you need dealing with narcissism. Remember, to them, it's about control. Only Jesus can help them. That's right. Have a blessed night. Good night.